Welcome back to the online dating edition of The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, with our special guest, Julie Spira, the cyber dating expert. Today's show is all about online dating, and you will benefit greatly by paying attention to the wisdom that Julie is imparting. And we are going to continue in our journey through online dating by talking about your profile, the do's and don'ts. First, Julie, what is a profile?
An online dating profile is your resume for love, and it's really that initial snapshot that somebody will look at and say, gee, that's an interesting photo, or gee, that's a catchy screen name. Maybe I'd like to read this profile more, and maybe I'll consider writing to that person.
So, what do you need to do in a profile, and what are the important things to include, and of equal importance, what are the things to exclude?
Well, one of the most important things, we all know, men are visual, and so are women right now with so many choices online. So you really need to have fabulous photos. And so I always recommend to my clients that they get their photos professionally taken or at least have a friend with a digital camera that will snap some photos of you and, you know, mix it up a little bit. Don't post too many photos because you're going to look like you're sort of, you know, conceited or narcissistic, but post 3 to 5 photos. Make sure that the first one is just a photo of that's a headshot and that you're smiling and that they can really get a glimpse of who you are just from, you know, looking at it. If they like brunettes and you're brunette, there you go.
Now, the second one, of course, is the bikini shot, right?
Yeah. Make sure that, you know, you have your lingerie shot in the closet. You'd be surprised how many girls think, well, guys like sexy girls. I'm going to put a bikini on or I'm going to have this low-cut photo. You know, with, you know, this cleavage everywhere. And then they get mad when they see all these guys online are pigs, and all they want to do is hook up. Well, you're getting what you're advertising for.
But the reverse of that, in my experience, is I agree with you, obviously. You are advertising if you are showing off too much skin. But on the other hand, if you do not show your full body profile in some fashion, you are possibly leading on someone to believe that there's something you're not wanting to disclose.
Well, Bruce, I agree with you 100%, but this is where the difference is. The difference is have a full-length body shot that shows you in a flattering outfit. You know, cover up your breasts. Just have a full-length photo shot in a color that, you know, really jumps out on you. Mine was red. I love long red dresses. And you could see it's very form-fitting, and you could see I have a tiny waist. And you might be able to sort of visualize what my proportions are, but I'm not advertising it like I'm on the Victoria's Secret calendar.
Well, you could belong on one. I've met you in person.
Oh, now I'm blushing. But the important thing is if you don't put a full-length shot like Bruce suggested, guess what? A man is immediately going to think she's hiding something. She's got a pretty face, but she's fat.
And we do think that. I can completely verify it. I also believe that when someone only puts up one shot, it's even if it is a full body shot, there's something suspect. You mean you're 37 years old and you can only find one photo to put up?
That's why I say grab a friend, grab a digital camera, and within minutes you can upload additional photos. And the photos get approved quite quickly, and even if they don't, you can call up, you know, sites such as JDate and Match.com on their toll-free number and say, by the way, here's my profile name, and I've just uploaded some photos. Could you kindly move me to, you know, the front of the queue and approve them for me?
Okay, you need to clarify that. What does this mean, you have to have photos approved? You mean the sites don't just approve what you upload?
No. What happens is they want to make sure that you're not putting up the pornographic photos or photos that are suggestive. So they have a customer care department. Almost all the sites have a customer care department that will look at your photos, and if they're inappropriate, they won't approve them. Now, on Facebook, you can upload any photo you want, but somebody can always still complain that you have an inappropriate photo on Facebook, and they'll take it down.
You know, you mentioned Facebook, I think, in segment one as one of the reasons that online dating exploded. Facebook doesn't yet have a dating component, do they?
Indirectly, they do, because there's so many dating apps that are on Facebook, and one of the largest is a company called Zoosk, where I'm a dating expert. And I love Zoosk. They call their daters Zooskers, and it does skew young, and they have 50 million people using that Facebook application in 50 countries around the world.
How many are using Match? Is that the biggest other site?
You know, Match claims to have about 15 million members. Now, we need to keep in mind that not every member of a dating site is actually a paying member. Sometimes they sign up and they start to browse photos, and they never sign up to actually become a paying member where they can communicate and send emails back and forth.
Now, I'll tell you a funny story, Julie. That was me. I signed up for Match, and because all these sites have approval processes for photos and copy, what you write, obviously they don't want you to include any poor language or any suggestions or any advertisements, or if you're an escort, any escort stuff. So that stuff will not make it online if you were trying to do it. I, being a writer, wrote what I thought was a very interesting and fun and provocative, not in a inappropriate way, profile about myself, and I posted it on Match.com. They kept on rejecting it for some reason without giving me any explanation. And in those days, which were about 4 years ago, there was no phone number to call. I'd write, and I got frustrated. And they had a 72-hour policy where if you don't like it, you can leave it. Well, during that 72 hours, I found what turned out to be my wife. And I sent her an email, and we began corresponding off Match. Match finally did not approve my copy. I dropped Match. And I met my wife later, and we got married. So it's kind of funny how that approval process works.
It is funny, but, you know, this is where I say to singles, cast a wide net, sign up for more than one site. You may end up making a friend. What if there's no chemistry on a date? That happens a lot. Don't be rude to your date. What if, you know, they may have a really great friend to introduce you to, or maybe even a party to, you know, invite you to. So I say, you know, be behaved online and offline.
You know something? You are just such a fountain of wisdom. I just love it. What are the red flags that you would, when you look at someone else's profile, are there some red flags for both men and women that you say, if somebody puts such and such on, that's a red flag?
Well, the red flag we can start with, we mentioned the photo. If somebody doesn't have a photo on, there's a big red flag. What are they hiding? Chances are they could possibly be married or really unattractive. Either way, I do not reply to people who don't take the time and put their photos up, because if I'm going to take the time and my clients are going to take the time to represent them in their best light and take the time and upload photos and write about themselves, I don't want to be with somebody who's either lying or lazy.
Good point, good point. By the way, speaking of lazy, Julie is available to help you with your profile. And if you don't feel comfortable being a good writer or knowing which picture, you contact Julie. Hire her. She's an expert at it. And it is an advertisement. It is you're doing a resume, as she said, for your personal life, for your potential future family. So what is a little investment in getting it done right? And there, as you can tell from the show so far, there is no one I know of that knows this world better. So please do consider going to Julie at cyberdatingexpert.com if you have that desire and need. And take it seriously. She'll give you good advice, and she'll help it, and it will work. I would like to ask you, Julie, one other question in this regard about profiles, which is, what would you say are the main differences that men and women should expect to happen with their profiles? I mean, how is the experience different for men and women?
First of all, I think men need to really provide more information about themselves. They need to be really forthright in representing accurately who they are. I admire it when a man will send somebody an email and say, this is where I work and here's my first and last name. But a woman shouldn't do the same. And there is a little bit of a double standard. And it really comes down to online dating safety. And so I know that for me, when I was dating online, I wouldn't tell anybody my last name because I didn't want them to Google me and come up with whatever assumption they had prior to the date and maybe cancel the date. And so I think if the more a man tells a woman about his authenticity, the more comfortable she's going to feel about selecting him if there are 500 emails in her inbox.
Which is, by the way, very possible. I followed that advice very closely, Julie, when I did my profile. I put in very simply that, you know, picture Brad Pitt and then you've got me. And, you know, I felt I had to be honest and give them that disclosure going in.
Well, it's important because, you know, a woman needs to feel confident.
Come on, Julie. That was funny.
I know it's sort of funny, but, you know, you really have to understand that, you know, these men, they're hunting, and they get very insulted. They say, I picked five women that I really, really thought could be the one. And, you know, we had so much in common, and she didn't write back to me, and I'm tired of online dating because they don't write back to me. And I say, well, why did you limit it to 5? Write to 50 people, because you don't know if they're paying members, and you don't know if they just started a relationship with someone else. And maybe they went out of town on business or on vacation, and they're busy. So if a woman doesn't write back to you, it's okay to write back to her maybe a week or so later. But don't stalk her, and don't go, why didn't you write back to me? Big turnoff.
I don't know. I'm still stuck on sort of funny.
Girls like funny.
All right, it is time for a break. When we come back, we will talk about the specific issues that relate to single-parent dating, because they are different. This is The Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View.
For there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by.